I'm here with Josh Longdo, who is doing an incredible show at The Fringe that I'm so interested about because it's called Elon Muskrat. Josh, you got to tell me what's happening with this.
Oh my gosh, what's happening with this? What isn't happening with this? Yeah, so like it's actually kind of a funny story because like, you know, I'm a playwright and I'm a storyteller and I did a solo storytelling show years ago. And amongst my, you know, work with artists and specifically Indigenous artists, my friend Ron, we were working on a project together and it started as a joke. He was like, man, you should do like a solo show about a corrupt guy named Elon Muskrat. And we just killed ourselves laughing. We thought it was like, we both thought it was the funniest thing.
Yes.
And he's like, I've got the name. That's all I've got. You know, I gift that to you. The rest is up to you. And we just kind of laughed it off. But as the time went on, like, I kind of sat with the name and I'm like, you know what? I think I can maybe do something with this. And so the play has turned into like an oral storytelling bouffant piece. And for those who don't know what bouffant is, It's a type of clown that's very like direct audience address and very like in your face and meant to like provoke the audience or get them to reflect and think about something. So it's that kind of a show. And of course, it's also like got some satire in it about people like Elon Musk and billionaire culture and people who sell things to people for a living.
It is a great title. That's what grabbed me when I saw it. How long has this been in the making? Because this feels like it's very apropos for the times.
It is. From first conversation with my friend Ron to now, I think it was maybe like 2.5-3 years ago. It just kind of gestated. But honestly, like I've been dabbling in some writing for some other projects and some of it just like, you know what? This actually makes sense for what I think this Elon Muskrat project world play building is. So, you know, I've kind of dabbled in it over the last 2.5 years, but it really has been 5 or 6 months where I really started to crack the play open and found the story, found the narrative, and found the message that it's trying to say.
So great, Josh. I mean, Elon Muskrat, great title. Fringe Festival is happening now. Why should people go to see your show?
I think there'll be lots of laughs. My director the other day, you know, Josh, I'm realizing there's an element of stand-up comedy in this. So like,
for sure,
there is kind of like some stand-up humor in it. But then literally the day before, the director was like, you know what, I'm also clocking some like hidden burlesque moments in this play.
What?
So like, because it is very like, he does tease the audience. He does play
nice.
With the audience a bit. And Elon Muskrat as a character, like he's very suave and talkative, but he has a bit of a, you know, sexiness to him or kind of an aggressiveness to him that a burlesque performer would. Another reason you can see it is I may or may not sing, dance, and rap in it.
Oh, wow. This is definitely a show that you have to check out. Have you ever done Edmonton Fringe before?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing the Edmonton Fringe since I was 18 years old. I had like a troop of friends that we applied, we got in, we wrote a show from scratch and did it. And I've produced like my work, other people's work, acted in other people's work, done improv shows at the Fringe. And I even worked at the Fringe for about a year and a half or so. So I'm quite familiar with the Edmonton Fringe.
You have been doing this forever. This is incredible. Any final thoughts? How can we support you?
Yeah, I think the only hint I'll give to people is like, you know, this is a funny show. There is an edge to it. And like, I'm fiercely passionate about getting Indigenous stories, bodies, voices, and points of view on stage. Like, that's something I care very, very deeply about. There's a lot of Indigenous, like, fist in the air moments in this play. And some of it is meant to punch and poke a little bit. So in a loving, gentle, but like fun way. So I hope people can laugh and I hope people can walk away thinking about some of the Indigenous issues I bring up in the show.
This is great. You have to check out Elon Muskrat. This is the playwright also starring in it, Josh. And you can get all the tickets at fringetheater.ca.